Good morning. Today, President-elect Barack Obama can start making plans on how to spend the second half of the $700 billion bailout plan he's been lobbying for. The Senate agreed to release it, but with conditions. Todd Zwillick, reporter from Capital News Connection, joins us this morning. He's here in the studio, and he'll be with us for the hour. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Obama, he gets the $350 billion, but what are the conditions?
Well, Republicans especially were gunning for these conditions in the Senate. What they are, essentially the big one is, I agree to spend this money on the financial markets and the housing markets. No extraneous bailouts, no more auto bailouts, no industrial policy being made in the TARP fund. So no bailouts for motorcycle makers or anyone else. This is for the financial institutions and housing. Another one of the conditions is that the White House will insist that any financial institution that receives this money has to put some of the money towards what's called foreclosure mitigation. What that means is helping people stay in their homes.
Which was something that Democrats were really pushing in Congress.
They were really upset when it didn't happen in the first half. A lot of Republicans were upset about that, too. And then the other big thing is banks that get the money have to use the money for foreclosure mitigation, and also money goes directly from the TARP fund up to $100 billion directly to help for homeowners, helping people stay in their homes, covering foreclosed mortgages, things like that.
How is it that the Senate could approve releasing this money? Did the House or does the House have any role?
They do, but do you remember the concept of a double negative in school? That's what this was. It was a double negative. The Senate voted on a resolution to reject the funds. So had they voted yes, the funds would have been rejected. But they voted it down. That means it passes. Both houses of Congress have to approve it, and the president would have had to sign it. So the fact that
we're going to get into the minutiae there of how things work in Washington, but the Barack Obama administration, when they go to work on Wednesday, they'll have this money to spend. And of course, at the same time, they are still building the stimulus package, which we understand is at a $825 billion point.
That's exactly right, and that's the next step.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.